olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan. Sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Louise Natouche, thank you for coming on the program. Hello.
Hello, and my pleasure.
My Health for Life. Your media release is that it's to help Queenslanders to live well and avoid developing serious conditions like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and stroke. How do you intend to do that?
That's a great question. We have a behaviour change program, and what this does is it helps support people to identify a health behaviour that they'd like to change to improve their overall health. And we work with them to give them the skills to make those behaviour changes, and in small little baby steps, by making small changes to a health behaviour, they can improve their or reduce their risk of developing a chronic disease.
Let's take somebody with diabetes. How do you start? How do you get that person to identify the behaviour that needs changing, and where do you go from identifying the behaviour into getting that person to change that behaviour in order to become healthier?
There's many answers to that question. The My Health for Life program is for people at risk of chronic disease. So someone living with a chronic disease, we would refer them to say, if it's diabetes, Diabetes Australia, if it was heart disease, the Heart Foundation, and stroke, the Stroke Foundation. But our program, it helps, so people identify their own goal that they would like to work on. And let's say, for example, it is, I want to increase the amount of activity I do, and that might be related to either feeling better, being able to keep up with my kids, or trying to help lose some weight. And because it's a behaviour or a goal that is the person's identified as important to them, that's a key step, because if it's important to you, it helps with motivation.
It helps with motivation, but the behaviour has to be identified first.
That's correct, yes. If it comes from the person identifying the area of their life and their behaviour that they want to change. And certainly sometimes, you know, that people can have a big goal like I want to, I want to improve my fitness. Our health coaches help them to break that down into what's an actual behaviour that they can change. So they will talk to them about, improving your fitness is very broad, and they work with that person to look at their current lifestyle and how active they currently are. And also it's important to identify, at the moment I don't have a lot of time in my life to do extra activity. So where can I improve the amount of activity I do and work it into my daily routine?
So you've got your outcomes that you want to achieve, and the behaviour that needs changing in order to achieve that outcome. For example, somebody who is carrying quite a bit of weight and somebody who is not feeling very well and is susceptible to quite a few of these chronic diseases as a result of inactivity and the weight.
I think it's really, we work very closely with people who, their big, broad goals, I want to lose weight, I want to feel better. So it's really helping people understand that changing our behaviours is quite hard for us to do, and we can't change a lot of things all at once, typically. Some people can, but typically it's very hard for us as human beings to change lots of things all at once. So it's really working with that individual and trying to break down that big broad goal into something very specific and tangible and an action that they can take. So, for example, I want to lose weight. And also looking at what's going on for them in their life right now. You know, so it might be as simple as, well, the person might, working with the health coach, identify that decreasing the amount of soft drink that they drink would be a good actionable behaviour that they can start with changing. And it might be swapping the can of soft drinks for a cup of tea or a glass of water, or adding lemon to the water, because a lot of people find plain water not so appealing. So it's really identifying, bringing that big goal down to something actionable. And we find that swapping something like a soft drink for a different type of beverage is more successful than trying to not have it at all, if that makes sense.
It does. Diet.
Along with providing the skills for people to identify a health behaviour that they want to change to help move them towards a healthier way of living and reducing their risk of chronic disease. We also have education components, and the focus is on, there's a few of them. Food is one of them, nutrition, exercise, how to quit smoking, general well-being, so mental well-being, sleep is another important area, and also reducing alcohol consumption.
And I guess the other part is making those small steps, achievable steps, but ensuring that they are consistently doing them, rather than you know, going for the big goal and then watching television and hoping the big goal will come and find them.
That's correct. The big goal will not happen without some action. Yes, and you're right. Making those, chunking that right down to small actions is so important to make sure we are more successful. Because as we're successful at those tiny, or they feel like tiny, small, insignificant actions, but they're actually, and you've hit on a really good point, that consistency. If we can make that small change every day, that actually leads to quite big change over a period of 4 or 6 months or even 12 months, you know. So it's about making it sustainable, a change that can be sustainable for someone in their life and become a new behaviour for them, and they will receive big rewards from small changes.
Louise, you've translated the Health for Life program into Samoan and other languages. Why did you feel the need to do that?
We know that people from a culturally and linguistically diverse background, so a different culture in Australia, have a higher risk of developing chronic diseases. So it was really important for us to try and make the program more accessible for people, so it's easier to follow, it's easier to understand. And we work very closely with Ethnic Communities Council of Queensland and listen to their advice and their expertise. And it was strongly recommended from them that by translating the program into languages for people will improve the accessibility of the program.
Final word of advice to those hundreds of thousands of listeners of ours in Queensland?
Jump online, do the My Health for Life health check, and come and contact one of our health coaches and let them really support you in identifying what's important to you and making those behaviour changes to improve your health.
Louise Natouche, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.